This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program, Davis Godwin with the Carolina Theater Preservation Association. He's the president of that organization. And recording artist, Barry Stagg. And Barry will be having a listening party for his new release coming up this week. We'll get to all those things for Barry in just a moment. But Davis, we want to talk with you about the theater, preservation-wise. How's things going?
I guess this year has kind of been a little unusual year for the theater. Our year just ended in June. We've had a good year. Obviously, we would have liked to have had more attendance, but we understand that it's kind of the economy's down everywhere. A little bit going on with the theater. Of course, the theater is operated by a nonprofit group called the Carolina Theater Preservation Association. We're always looking for help and support. We need volunteers all the time. It's a kind of a labor of love. We've been at it now 5 years. We did do some renovations this winter that I'm real proud of. The building has been pink too long, and we've had more than our share of criticism about that. So through some grants and some donations and help from a lot of folks and fundraisers, we were able to put a new facade on that theater, and it really looks good, and people are proud of it. And we're hoping to have another fundraiser real soon, and the goal will be to put a new marquee on. And when we get that marquee, I think it's really going to make Spruce Pine proud. And it's going to be back, original marquee like the original one was back in 1937. We've got a new web now, and it's called The Carolina Barn Dance. You'll be able to buy your tickets on there, and it's got other information if you need to know how to get in touch with us or you want to volunteer or be a support. We've got phone numbers and everything on there. TheCarolinaBarnDance.org. And we've got a great show coming up, and Barry's going to talk about it here in just a second. Of course, you know, a theater's just a building until we have the people come in and the music starts playing.
Thank you, Davis. We appreciate your comments about the Carolina Theater. Remember, it is a nonprofit organization, and they can certainly use your help. Our other guest for today's program is Barry Stagg. He's an entertainer, songwriter. Tell us about the event coming up this Saturday.
It's going to be at 7:30. Saturday at the Carolina Theater, and I have quite an array of wonderful musicians and backup singers, and I'm going to have quite a support group on stage, and it's going to be $10 in advance and $15 at the door, and the proceeds are going towards the preservation of the Carolina Theater.
Barry, some of the proceeds from your new CD, No More Mountains to Cross, will go to the Carolina Theater Preservation Association.
Tell us about one of your favorite selections on the CD.
Private Edwin Jennison.
About 6 months ago, I was prowling the Spruce Pine Library, and I've always had an interest in the Civil War, and came across this book, and it just seemed to fall open to this page of a young soldier, and the only thing that said about him is they said his name was Edwin Jennison. He was a private. He was somewhere between the ages of 14 and 16 when he was killed at the Battle of Malvern Hill outside of Richmond. It haunted me. It was one of those haunting pictures, this young man, and I couldn't help but think of all the young soldiers that are, you know, giving their lives in the foreign parts of the world today. You know, I guess one thing led to another, and I felt that this young man, he stood for the universal soldier, but he didn't have a story. He really played a big thing on my mind, and I wrote a story about him, and it's called Private Edwin Jennison. There's 11 cuts on the album. They're all, you know, I'm very pleased with all 11 cuts. But Edwin Jennison, the Cashbox Records, are submitting for a Grammy nomination.
All right.
And wow. it doesn't get much better than that.
This Saturday evening at 7:30, Carolina Theater, it's a CD release listening party for Barry Stagg's new CD, No More Mountains to Cross. Some of the proceeds from the sales of that CD will go to the Preservation Association. Proceeds from ticket sales will go to the theater. Advance tickets are $10. You can get them online, and you go to thecarolinabarndance.org. $15 at the door. That's coming up this Saturday night. Barry and Davis, thanks for joining us, and I know it's going to be a fun evening. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.